Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan taking a few days, and Dylan is behind the glass. Now, Georgia Tech is on a bye this week. They've got Virginia Tech next weekend, but Ben Hollerback, he's a defensive back, he put out a video on TikTok, and I wanted to ask you about this, Mike, because I wanted to know if it's your experience. It's basically a day in the life of a Georgia Tech football player.
Interesting.
Getting on a bus, getting on a plane, getting to the stadium. Every single time they stop at a location, there's like Chick-fil-A and smoothies. Is that factual? That sounds like a dream.
Yes. Yes. That is definitely how it happens. There is food everywhere. I distinctly remember getting done with a training camp day where we had like a walkthrough in the morning, a hard practicing afternoon. I was so drained. They had a snack.
Yeah.
Like at night when you get done, it's like you get done at like 10 o'clock and they're like, here's your snack. It's like a large pizza. Just absolutely mowed through the entire thing. I was so lethargic the next day. Like I had such a bad day at practice the next day. My coach was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I have so much pizza in me. But yes, a lot of smoothies, a lot of prepared meals, a lot of box meals. You know, you get done with the game, then there's Popeyes and everything else. So yes, that is pretty close to being my experience. Yes.
I love it. It looked
Uncrustables
very
everywhere.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Delicious. All right, so this weekend, number 12, Georgia will take on Kentucky. How do you feel about this one?
I wouldn't want to be a Kentucky Wildcat this weekend. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I think that Georgia obviously is going to be focused at a level that they, you know, every team that loses that thinks very highly of themselves is the way Georgia should is going to have a lot of focus coming into a game like this. I think Kirby Smart does as good a job as anybody at making sure that his team doesn't play up to competition or down to competition. I think he always keeps them laser focused, but I'd be lying. And I came from, you know, a Kirby clone and Nick Saban that you always try to practice that level. But I think that there's no doubt about it. You start getting a little bit more angry and you start wanting to take it out on somebody. It is a little bit of a sleepy kick, a little noontime game. That's one thing that, you know, shout out to the crowd that's headed to Athens. If you are headed to Athens tomorrow, you better bring the thunder because I think that has the opportunity to kind of play into Kentucky's wheelhouse. But make no mistake about it, this game is going to be a rout in Georgia's favor, in my opinion. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So we'll see what happens. But Kentucky's just one of those programs that I don't think wants to stand in Georgia's way right now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I expect this to be Georgia's probably most complete performance when you talk about all three phases. I expect the offense to come out guns a-blazing. I expect this defense to look pretty sharp knowing they're coming off of a game where they didn't necessarily play bad against Alabama, but there, you know, obviously there was more to be desired there. So I expect this to probably be most complete performance out of Georgia, look the most razor-sharp focused that we've seen this Georgia team so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there is a reality where, and I don't think this will happen. I'll be very concerned if this happens, but I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibilities that there maybe could be a hangover from the Alabama loss. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think there is a reality where that could happen.
You're going the opposite direction.
No,
I
think that what you said is going to happen. I think this is going to be the most complete performance they've had. But I also think there is a reality where there could be Alabama hangover.
You're not way off base because it is a noon game and because it is Kentucky. It's like, man, you know, it was under the lights last week. Everything was kind of. But I just think that I think Kirby's the X factor in that. I think he'll do a great job getting them laser focused. And Kentucky, you've had some slugfest with Kentucky over the years if you're Georgia. And they tend to play you very tough. They try to muddy the waters. I just don't – it's just bad timing on their part, in my opinion. Just bad timing.
Number 10, Alabama will host number 16, Vanderbilt. And you're actually going to this game.
I am. I'll be head of Tuscaloosa later today. Pretty stoked about it. Like we talked about yesterday, anytime the Falcons have a bye week, there's a home Bama game. My wife and I like to try to make that happen. So, yeah, I'll be in the building for this. Now, am I confident? No. Bama has to prove that they can beat dual-threat quarterbacks and running quarterbacks. And that is something that I think when you look at Diego Pavia, he is just a guy that is going to rise to the occasion and rise to the moment. And so, yes, I am not excited. I just thought, okay, Bama, Vanderbilt, get back game from last year. And now with game day in town and everything else going on this weekend, I'm like, dude, there's going to be a lot of intensity in this matchup. So I expect that Bama will win. I know this line has kind of bounced around. It was at 12.5, down to 10.5. Bama's got to play the same brand of football we saw him play a week ago. The good thing is that Bama plays a lot better at home and has played a lot better at home. Over the course of the last couple of years under Kalen DeBoer. But the bad thing is this defense, like I said, has not proven that they can beat a quarterback that can run. They just haven't. And Diego Pavia is going to make magical plays all day. I can already see it in my eyes.
Well, and when are you heading out?
Probably around 1 or 2 o'clock today.
So is today the get rowdy day or tomorrow?
Is there such a thing as a get rowdy day? Probably today, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And just the simple fact that I'm not going to want to drive home to two children on Sunday hungover. That's not going to be a thing. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean? Like, my wife is always the type where she's like, I don't want to go crazy. And then she gets around, like, friends and people she knows, and she's like, let's rage.
Right.
Let's do this thing. And
right.
I'm like, oh, man. So, yeah, we're going to have a good time. Kidless trip to Tuscaloosa for us, which it's been a long time.
Nice.
A long time.
I hope you have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Florida State is hosting Miami.
Dude, I'm so mad at Florida State. This could have been such an epic matchup. And I'm talking about College Game Day being there. This is, you know, this rivalry has such a long history and so many different players and playmakers involved. I will say this, and I've just said this about Georgia, so I'm going to say it. About Florida State as well. I don't know that I'd want to be Miami this weekend. I think Florida State is much better than they played on Friday night. Obviously, the upset loss to Virginia happening. They've had an extra day to kind of stew on this over the past week. And I still think Florida State immensely talented. It just all comes down to gritty performance. Be really curious to see if they can get after Carson Beck today.
Right.
Tomorrow. Because I think that Carson Beck is a little bit... I don't want to call him statuesque, but you've been able to get after him a little bit. They haven't protected him extremely well. And Florida State's got so much speed up front that I expect them to be in the backfield, in Miami's backfield, quite often. So we'll see how that one pans out. But I'm just mad at Florida State, man. Like, you could have done that.
Yeah.
You could have won last Friday against Virginia and could have set up an epic matchup with Miami, much in the way we used to grow accustomed to in the early 90s. But we didn't get that. But, you know, I think Florida State will rise back to the occasion. They're a good team.
And number 6, Texas A&M will take on Mississippi State.
What in God's name am I looking at when I look at this matchup?
Bro, I had the same thought.
And we said this, did we not? We talked about this yesterday and the day before just a little bit. The basement of the SEC is so much higher than it used to be. The Vanderbilt is good.
Right.
Mississippi State is good. Ole Miss is good. Like, when I was playing, those three teams were, like, at the bottom.
Right.
And they're all good. And the teams at the top are still decently good. They're just not elite right now. I don't know what to make of this game at all. I have been impressed so far this year with Texas A&M, the things they've done. And I've been impressed with Mississippi State. But both these teams are so hit or miss, so hot and cold at certain times whenever they're able to do things, that I think it's going to be like, dare I say, a slugfest that involves Mississippi State? But I'm going to say
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slugfest.
I think you're spot on with the word slugfest because, like you said, both of these teams at times look like they could be world beaters. We're like, we were just talking about when we have the various college football guests on, we're like, what's going on with Mississippi State? Like, what are they cooking up down there? And with Texas A&M, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, they look like they're catching a little wind, but other times they look like they're falling flat. So both of these teams, as you said, streaky, hot and cold, whatever you want to call it. So I think this could be a game where it could either be a blowout for Texas A&M, a blowout for Mississippi State, or it could be the greatest game we've ever seen. It just could go either way.
Yeah, and don't look now, man, but Texas A&M, they are obviously, you know, undefeated and they're a top 10 team. They have the ability, when you start looking at their schedule, to make a lot of noise down this stretch running the SEC. So they need to handle their business and move on from that. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and I want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today we are switching things up from Name That Falcon to Name That Hawk because Hawks training camp has been going on. We're all excited to see preseason get kicked off next week. And again, we're going to work together on this.
Okay.
The first
I like that.
Clue I'm going to give you is going to be a song from the year these guys were born. Now we're going to switch up the clues today because I'm also going to give you their latest Instagram post caption.
Okay. All right.
I think that'll help quite a bit.
I was going to say, that's so much better to me than the year of the music, because that's definitely Squidbilly's wheelhouse when it comes to the year of the music. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
We'll see what happens here.
Up first for Name That Hawk, let's go with number one, Dylan.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they
thinking this
understand.
Is like, I don't know, this is like 98.
From 1998, it's the Goo Goo Dolls.
There you go.
Iris. Yes.
Great start. Great start.
So that makes this person.
I'm 96 and I'm 29. So they're 98. So they will be 27.
Okay. Look at that, Dylan.
Math.
I'm so proud of you.
Math. The math ain't mathing this early. All right, here we go.
All right. And their latest Instagram post caption was, with a picture of them, every sip got a story, every move got a purpose. Spoke less this summer, let the Henny do the talking.
Spoke less
Henny.
Spoke less this summer. Oh, so we can count Trey out of that one because he's been talking a lot recently.
Yeah, he said a lot about that, rightfully so.
6'5", 205.
Dyson Daniels.
No.
No, because he's young, dude. He's not
22. That's right. We just talked 22.
To Caleb. Oh, no. You know who this is? This is Nall.
Nah.
This is Nall. This is who Caleb was calling.
Nah.
Is this Nikhil Alexander Walker?
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yes!
Let's go, Mike. Let's go, Mike.
Yes. I don't even care if I get any more right.
Let's go,
one.
Mike.
I got one.
I mean, you got 98 and Nall.
Let's go.
Huge.
It also helps that the Hawks roster is much smaller than the Raiders roster. Like, I'm talking about a tenth.
All right. Let's go with the next Hawk, number two, Dylan. Everybody's head is bobbing.
Yeah, I know when this song. I mean, I know this song, but I don't know when it came out.
From 2003, okay. It is Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say this is on the Madden 03 soundtrack, I think, or Madden 04. So I definitely remember it from that.
Oh, I know. Okay. Vic was on the cover of 04. There you go.
Yeah, it might have been that one. Yeah. Either that one or it was maybe it was Jamal Lewis or something like that.
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah but okay, 03. So that makes where are we at? 22.
Yeah,
22 years
22,
old.
22. Yeah.
Oh,
this is Dyson then.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes, it is Dyson Daniels.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're 2-for-2.
His latest Instagram post was round four. In his
Dyson
uniform.
Daniels, friend of the show.
Friend you know of the
mean?
Show.
We got it. We got him to come on for the morning shift. He's like 7 a.m. because he was in Australia.
Oh, no.
He's actually a mate of the show.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's go with number three, Dylan. right?
It is.
From 1996, this is the Wallflowers' One Headlight.
I was going to say, I remember this on TRL.
So they're 29 like me.
Okay.
2 days ago on Instagram posted, year nine.
Year nine?
Year nine.
Who in the world? Oh, no. I think this guy's been in the league longer than 9 years. Luke Kennard?
It is Luke Kennard.
Oh!
Wow.
Let's go.
Dude, that was so good.
I just
came out of nowhere with Luke Kennard.
Luke.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
You came out of nowhere with that one. I'm sitting there going, man, who is this, Onyeka? Like, where are we at? That's crazy.
Let's see if we can get one more in. Number four, Dylan. From 2005, okay. This is Nelly Grills.
I say, this is my senior year.
And I was chopping this up last night, and Grant's like, are you listening to Grills?
Is that Pow Wow? What it do, baby?
It's 2005, so they're 20.
Have not had their birthday yet this year.
Okay, so they're 19.
Oh, God.
Oh, so this is Reese Shea.
Ace
and Newell.
Ace and Newell.
Ace and Newell.
Yes!
There you go.
Let's go!
Yes! Instagram post was back in the A, ready for year one.
Yes!
Let's go!
We all are, Asa. We all are.
God, I feel so vindicated.
Yes.
That felt so good.
Let's go.
What a great round of name that.
Oh, man. That felt so good, dude.
Man, that was great.
High five through the glass.
Let's go.
High five.
Let's go, Mike.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the first quarter grades for the Falcons. We are talking quarterbacks next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.